Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Boy, I'm excited about today's show because this is just right up my alley, and I love everything about my guest today. We're talking about medical intuitive healing happens. That's the name of the book we're going to be talking about. And my guest is Carol Reitberger. And she's a medical intuitive and an author. And she's done a lot of research and a lot of years in studying how our body responds to the energy and what's happening on the inside. And those that have been listening to my show for the last 3 years know that I'm about that. What's going on? What's the root cause of what's happening in your life? And it affects all the different bodies, whether it's our thoughts, beliefs, our physical. I think everything resonates that way. Truly, as a metaphysician, I very much am about that. So I'm very excited to have Carol on the show. And just a little bit about Carol. Now, she is a medical intuitive, like I said, an author. She also is a radio host herself, and she's an innovative leader in the fields of personality, behavioral psychology, and behavioral medicine. She has devoted over 30 years to researching and teaching how personality and emotional, psychological, and psycho-spiritual energy lie at the root cause of illness, disease, and life crisis. Her education includes personality behavioral psychology, energy psychology, and psychoneuroimmunology. Ooh, that was a mouthful. And Carol holds a doctorate in religious philosophy and a doctorate in esoteric philosophy and hermetic science. I want to welcome Carol to the show. Carol, welcome to the Jen Royster Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is an exciting, I mean, we could go on and on and on. We're going to run out of time, I know. This is just the way it is on a topic like this, but first off, I think we should explain what a medical intuitive is, and if you could quickly explain hermetic science, because there might be a lot of listeners out there that aren't familiar with that term.
Well, actually, yes, and I'll start with hermetic science. Thank you for asking me. Hermetic science is really a lot of the science that even allopathic or what we call conventional medicine looks at. It looks at the fact when there's something that breaks down in its particular area of expertise, then it means it's hermetic. It's really isolated. And the approach that Western medicine has taken with hermetic science is that when we look at illness, we're really not looking at illness. We're looking at disease, meaning an isolated pathological situation in the body, very, again, well identified. So when you look at hermetic science from my perspective, what it means is that hermetic means that everything is connected and that everything has a role that it plays with each other. So if we broaden the expansion, kind of expand the consciousness around that, what we're doing is we're looking at illness, meaning we're looking at all aspects of what makes us ill. So the hermetic science part is really kind of the division that happened when Western medicine took its approach. And I'm not anti-medicine, not anti-doctors. It's just a very isolated, you know, if you have a back problem, that's the only place you have it. As a hermetic scientist, what that means is you have a back problem because maybe you have a muscle problem and maybe that problem starts in the foot instead of the neck. So again, the connection.
Right.
The second part of it is the medical intuition. And what that really is it's just using, like you said, Jen, that innate quality that we have within us in our neurology to look at a bigger picture. And as a medical intuitive, what I've done is I've taken that intuitive part that sees the bigger picture, kind of like a radiologist, and applied that intuition to understanding the functioning of the physical body. And again, hermetically, looking at the whole and then connecting the dots and saying, okay, medical intuitive, I work with energy. That energy field that you talked about tells us, it really reveals great information. And then also connecting it to the psychological, our thoughts. We are what we think. We become what we think, and we become and we believe what we think, and then how that impacts the body. And then with the psychoneuroimmunology is that we know in that science that our emotions actually impact the ability of the immune system to keep the body in a healthy state. So a medical intuitive is like a radiologist. It's a big picture.
Yes, and that was a fantastic explanation of that, because it does get confused with like psychic or mediumship. It's different. It is, but it isn't in the way I've seen it work for myself, because it's a little bit of a mixed bag. And I learned to, and it looks like you've done that with all your degrees, because that's really what I was doing when I was studying. I was looking for the answers of something that I just knew deep within myself, and all the degrees and education that I ended up with were to validate what I just felt like I knew deep inside me.
Absolutely.
Something about you tells me the same thing when I see this and I start to feel what you're about, because I mean, it just was like, look at all of it and keep what works and let go of what doesn't. And it's a little bit of both to me. Emotions are a little bit different from feelings. I mean, feelings and emotions can be confused together. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely.
I mean, as far as the energy of that.
Absolutely. Wonderful observation, because really, if we look at kind of that physiological component of feelings, feelings is just mainly information. There's no emotional attachments or biases to the information. A feeling would be like, today is a sunny day. The emotional part is, today is a sunny day. Darn, that means it's going to get hot. I don't like it hot. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to change my clothes. And we start really kind of fixating on that emotion, that negativity, if that's what it may be with some people. And that negativity eventually creates disharmony, as you know, in the energy field, that ultimately can show up as illness in the physical body.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I know that for most people, the easiest one to acknowledge or recognize, and I always say this, like anger is an energy that's very uncomfortable to be around. So when someone's very angry, it's uncomfortable. You can feel that coming from them. At the same time, we don't want that person to hold the anger inside. It kind of causes an implode, and the body's tissue is responding to that.
Absolutely, so, again.
Yeah, and I wanted to address that one when we come back in a couple of minutes, because that's one of the most common ones that people struggle with. They feel like I'm bad because I'm angry. But anger is actually an emotion that we do have. I think it's about processing it and letting it move through like a storm. Let it do its thing, redirect it into something proactive that's healthy and not harmful. Instead of it imploding, and that's my thoughts on it. But when we come back in a couple of minutes, I wanted to know if you could elaborate on that a little bit, where it does fester and become something that causes an illness.
If
you are just tuning into the show, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and my guest today is Carol Reitberger, and we are talking about healing happens with your help. Please stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
And we are back. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Jen Royster Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. And my special guest today is medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And if you have a question about our topic today, which is about the energy that is behind the root cause of physical illness or any other emotional distress, the number to call in is 1-800-930-2819 if you'd like to call in and you have a question for Carol about this topic today. And before we went to break, Carol, we were talking about the energy of the anger and how that affects the body if it's not processed properly. And I was giving my insight on it, and I'd like you to pick up and follow through with what we were talking about that energy.
Well, actually, anger is a very positive energy, a positive emotion and energy for us to experience, because the first thing when it comes up, it's basically alerting us mentally that something that we're saying, doing, thinking is compromising the very core of who we are. And anger is first associated with fear. So the minute we experience anger, that means that we're fearful of something, then insecurities come up, and then it's just basically asking us in its presence is, what do you want to do at this particular moment with the situation? So there's a lot of positiveness, and the human body is exquisitely design from the standpoint, we have all these cancel points when those adrenals kick in with anger and we just feel ourselves, you know, kind of like our blood boiling and all the metaphors that we use. What the body is immediately doing the minute it senses that is it releases endorphins from the brain that says, okay, just chill out, take a deep breath, look around, what needs to be changed, and then it again subsides. But the issue that I've found with the work, Jen, is that we're conditioned so early on in our impressionable time of our life, you know, birth to 13, where emotions are either not appreciated or accepted or even encouraged. And so we're immediately taught that anger is negative. When mm-hmm. we hold anger inside, instead of finding a constructive way to be able to bring it forward, then, as Edgar Cayce says in all of his wonderful work, is it's like taking poison and waiting to die. And yes. that sounds melodramatic, but what we're doing is we're taking something that was triggered outside as kind of an alert, and we're mm-hmm. turning it inside and going, bad me for doing this. And that bad me creates shame and guilt and disappointment, and ultimately it creates an inner sadness with ourselves that leads to suffering that ultimately, in my work, leads to the potential for heart disease. So mm-hmm. it's that festering. You know, I tell people, go out and buy the most beautiful journal. You can't keep your hands off of it. Buy the most exquisite pen or pencil. You can't keep your hands off that. And anytime you find yourself angry, don't go in and immediately look at what you're grateful for. Let the anger come forward. Why did it happen? How was it triggered? And then put words to it, and those words tell that brain to release the endorphins that basically says, this is okay. I can deal with this. I can see it differently. So again, and then you can go in after you let that anger out instead of festering, then you can go, oh, I'm grateful for the day. I'm grateful that I'm healthy. And then the gratitude is that true healing part that basically offsets and changes the chemistry. And as you know, the energetics of the body. So it's yes. a very positive emotion unless we hold it in.
Exactly. And, you know, I share with my clients and my listeners a lot to, if they feel that they can't express themselves, to journal it and then tear it up and rip it up if you need to, just so you're going through that process of releasing the anger and, you know, doing something where it's, whether it's screaming into the pillow or something like that. And it's not hurting anybody when you do that. You're not causing an energy ripple out there that's going to cause harm. To me, that is a constructive way to do that. I know we all feel it. We all have those emotions, and we can't deny that they're part of our makeup.
Well, the gift of it is mm-hmm. that, again, it's saying to us, where you are is not where you want to be.
Right.
And exactly. that basically is part of that protective aspect of the human ego that basically, and the soul ego, as I call it, most people think ego is bad, but we have those two aspects of us, that psycho-spiritual part of it, that says, this is not working, what do I want to do? And it can be constructive until it reaches the place where it turns inward. Now we get that chronicness of anger. Now it builds up faster, it builds up more, we express it more quickly. And then we all of a sudden this venom spews from our mouth and we think, oh my gosh, this isn't me.
Yeah,
and
right.
that calls us back. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I agree with you about it being definitely a fear connection in there, because usually that just stops everything dead in its tracks anyway. I mean, fear just makes everything just stop at a halt. And it doesn't feel natural to have an energy not move. It's supposed to continually move and evolve and change, and it feels strange all of a sudden for that stopping. Now, to me, it's like a sink built backing up, you know?
That's so true, because, you know, the soul itself, that core essence of who we are, is always looking for expansion, is always looking for perfection, and not like we think of being perfect, but refining ourselves. And what that means is, let's get in our body, let's be authentic, let's flow the way we're designed, and then let's allow that expression of who we are forward in a very healthy way.
Yeah, I like that. Now, we touched on it a little bit, but can you help the listeners understand what a medical intuitive provides to them? I mean, what type of information can they expect with medical intuition?
Well, the first thing is that I find in my work is that I am the type of person, when I'm doing my work with people, I ask them specifically prior to the session with them, where is your focus? And that allows me as a medical intuitive, if we're dealing with physical issues or a physical issue, let's start where it needs to be. And a medical intuitive can start with the physiology of the body, looking at its functioning, looking at it energetically. I use a lot of different layers to get there. Mm-hmm. But then you start out by giving the person what they're looking for, a bigger picture, connecting the dots so it doesn't feel like it's so ominous in one area. And then that tells the brain that's tied to the well-being of the body, okay, here's your information. Are we done? Can we let go of it? And then a medical intuitive says, oh, these are the emotions. This is where it's being held. I can find grief in the right lung, or I can find disappointment in the left lung if we're dealing with respiratory issues. And then I can go in and start connecting the dots there. And then I can go in and even say, because of the energy body, oh, well, what we have is that we have energy congestion in the chest area, and then I can loop it back to the physical body and then weave in the emotions. So that's really what the medical intuitive does, is it's just like being with someone energetically, having everything unfold, and then our job is like a puzzle master, connect the dots. Let's put it together so you can decide where you are most effective in grabbing on to something you know you can change to make a difference, and then start there. Because healing doesn't have to be just at a physical level. That's one of the greatest myths.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a very important point. It's not just, that's really just the surface or the tip of the iceberg that you would say. And I interrupted you, didn't mean to do that, but
I was excited
about what you said, because that is huge for people to understand, because I've experienced personally, and I know people listening, you know, all the challenges and the upsets and the unexpected things that happen in our life. I've actually found that I've healed through those as well. Not that that's the only way. I call it the school of hard knocks sometimes, but there are lessons and growth that happen with things that challenge us just as much as the good things that come in, if not more.
Exactly. And if we really kind of take a bigger picture and recognize our purpose on being on this earth is to allow our authentic soul nature, our intentions to come forward. And when we have those hard knocks, as you call them, boy, do we all have those, is that what it is it's just basically giving us the opportunity. Is this where you want to be? Is this what you want to think? Is this how you want to act? Is this what you want to eat? And what that does is it asks us to look at our choices and to see our choices being driven by conditioning, by habit, by those repetitive patterns that we have in thinking, or can we make a difference at that moment? And if we can, everything changes. As you know, with energy, all it takes is just one little minute shift of perception, and then the body in its design immediately goes into that healing mode, kind of on steroids, and it puts us into a place where we're doing very, very well.
Yes, it does. It's like the energetic steroids.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah, I like that analogy. It's like, it's the ones that won't give you a side effect that's not so good. And it's great.
Well, if it does, honey, then you get angry, and then you get to redo the whole process until you figure out what that lesson is all about.
I know it. And, you know, sometimes I will find, you know, when you feel like things are just overwhelming you, you know, that to me is kind of a fear's attached. He's got his fingers in a lot of things, actually. But that anxiety, you know, anxiety and is always connected to fear as well. And you just feel like you're frozen deer in the headlight. And I've noticed that when I practice, and everybody gets that occasionally. Not some people get it a lot. Some people get it very extreme. But I'm saying everybody has had an experience with that somewhere. And I've noticed that if I just go, you know what? What's the worst that can happen? That it just all goes away and I just get to start all over again. Yeah. I when I finally go and approach it that way and I challenge the fear, I will talk to it like it's this other person out there, and it helps me go into objective mode, and it helps me, okay, let's look at this thing real clear. You're freaking out. Like, I call anxiety one of me, and then this other person, the other person, and it's like, you're freaking out. Let's just look at this. And it takes me outside of it. And then I go, you know what? I'm just going to let this thing do what it's going to do. And I ask for help. I always work with angels and the universal energies. And I go, you know what? Guide me, show me something. I'm going to surrender this because I'm trying to control something that I can't.
Well, and
when I realize that, it sometimes comes in with a response so fast, it's a miracle to me every time. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. Because, and from, you know, and all of us, I mean, you know, I'm a medical intuitive. I can actually see my own aura as a result of a near-death experience. I literally see the energy field and I can see my own aura and I get overwhelmed and I can see my aura just shrink. And it's like, oh, I don't have time for this. Would you just hang on? Just hold it there. Let me come back to it in a couple hours when I have time. And I just watch it drain and drain. And then it's like, oh, no. You just have to step up and just say, okay, I'm overwhelmed. What can I do in the moment? And then take a deep breath. It's amazing that deep breath changes perception. And it's like, okay, this too will pass.
Absolutely. When we come back, let's talk about how our personality plays in our health, because that's a good one. We all have personalities, and I want to hear what Carol has to say about that. Everyone out there, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my special guest today, Carol Reitberger. And when we come back, we are talking about medical intuition, your energy, the root cause of illness, and how healing happens. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Thank you.
are back. I am Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show, and today we're talking about medical intuition and getting to the root cause of physical illness or even psychological distress. And my special guest today is Carol Reitberger, and she is a medical intuitive. She has a wonderful book out, Healing Happens With Your Help. She's actually got several books out, but we've been talking about this one in particular, and I have a copy with me here, and I absolutely loved it. I read it through in 2 days, and I do all this stuff, but I love how she is tying it all together. And before we went to break, we were talking about the anger and we were talking about processing energies and how they're affecting us. But now I want to talk with you, Carol, about personality. And if anybody out there wants to call in and have a question for Carol, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question for Carol. So, Carol, tell us about how that personality plays into this whole ball of wax.
Oh, wonderful. Actually, this is where I really started before I died and came back and could see auras. My background is in personality behavioral psychology, and that's a big kind of combination of terms to use. But I really was always, as a child, interested in what makes us tick and why, even though we're very different, we have a lot of similarities, meaning predictable patterns. So personality is something I've always been very interested in, and that's where I started. I started going in, but I took a different approach from personality because I just didn't want to look at our conditioned characteristics part, and I just didn't want to look at that predictable behavior. I wanted to know why. So I really started using personality in my research and connecting it to the actual workings of the human brain, meaning how do we gather information, how do we process it, and how do we make decisions? Because as exquisite as the brain is, and it thinks it's running the whole show, the reality of it is it's a choice-making machine. And so what I realized as I continued into this work is that when we talked about anger, and anger being kind of that sudden alert system that something that we're thinking, doing, or saying is not in alignment with who we are, that has to do with personality, and it has to do with compromise. So, for example, what I found in personality is that when you make decisions neurologically based on emotion, meaning that decision has to feel right, and you try to make the decision based on logic or what you think it should be, the body immediately experiences a physical reaction and a change of hormones and ultimately an overwhelm. And if you make decisions logically and you try to do them emotionally, then what happens is you get the same results. Now, ultimately, emotional decision makers can support their decision logically, but they have to be in control of that happening. So in my research, what I do is I teach personality by color. It's a non-threatening way to look at who we are, but even more important, a non-threatening way to look at the differences. I love that cliche, you know, opposites attract. Well, they do when love is blind, but boy, you get, you know, 6 months into it and you realize their personality and their processing is different, we start getting conflict.
Right. It would take the capacity of learning the other's style of communication it can work that way, but it takes more effort. It's going to have more to do. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, like the emotional decision maker are naturally going to ask why questions, because why triggers an emotional response physically, literally, in the hormonal changes in the body, and we get an emotional reaction. And if someone's logical, such as myself and my decision making, and somebody asks me a why question, Jen, I'm like a deer in headlights. It's like, what are they really asking? I go back into my history. It's like, oh, you don't want to say that because the last time you said that was really bad. Now I get into that emotional turmoil, and all of a sudden what comes out of my mouth is great eloquence, like blah, blah, blah. I don't even have a clue.
I think it puts up a little bit of a defensive response as well.
Absolutely, and that defensive response shows up in that chemistry change, and then we can find ourselves getting angry with the person when literally all they're doing is, because of the way they process emotionally, is I need to know where emotionally where you are. I'd have people, I have family, the nice, kind of that sense of humor of the universe is, my family is all opposite of who I am, personality-wise. And I have two why askers in my family. And when they ask me why, I immediately get defensive and I clam up because I know what I'm going to say isn't going to be what they want to hear. And if I do, there's going to be an emotional reaction. That's holding it inside. Or I just look at them like a deer in headlights thinking that I'm glazed over. They're just going to forget what they asked me and go away.
It's almost as if, and you know what went through my mind when you were describing that, it's almost as if the why question with someone that processes that way is challenging their logic or questioning. It's almost like a non-approval, challenging, like, do you know what you're doing type of thing.
Exactly.
And it causes a defensive reaction. That makes a lot of sense the way you're explaining it, because there's a lot of couples out there. There's a lot of relationships, whether they're romantic or friendship or business, where there's people thinking in two different directions, and it's understanding how the other one would think to help that smooth out. But when you are with, I mean, a lot of us are out there with people that don't think the same way we do.
wouldn't it be ideal in this world if everyone was just like us? In fact, our personality is like this little inner radar. It's like always scanning people and going, are you like me? Are you like me? Are you like me? And most of the time it's like, nope, you're not like me. Nope, you're not like me. Our conditioning comes in and goes, well, that wasn't very nice. You get yourself over there and talk to them. And we get there and all of a sudden we open our mouths and it's like, you're not like me. It's like, hello. And when you get into a relationship where you have to be close in proximity, both in task and in lifestyle with someone, those differences are huge. When somebody asks me how I feel, my brain immediately goes in, loaded question, stops me. Then it's like I want to say to them, well, I feel with my hand, being kinesthetic, but I know if I say, well, I'm feeling with my hand, I'm going to get a big bad reaction. So again, I just quiet down. But right. It affects how we communicate. It affects the physiology of the body, the hormones, the chemistry, what kicks the adrenals in place. Personality actually determines in the body what I call weak sites. People who are emotional decision makers who do not allow themselves the time to process and make those decisions emotionally get shoulder pain, neck pain. They carry that burden of wanting to be, you know, helpful and to be able to be, you know, involved emotionally with people, and they carry that burden there. People who make decisions logically tend to carry their stress in their stomach and their gallbladder, their immune system, or even their lower back. So again, in my research, it says, okay, let's understand your neurology, because when it's compromised, this is your first place in your body that says, this is not where you want to be. What do you want to do?
Absolutely.
And if we stay there, it becomes...
You know, I like the way you've said that, because it's so true. And even if you have two different ways of approaching life or personalities in a household is, you know, I have seen, because I'm actually more of a feeler empathic, even though you and I are in really resonating with each other. I am more one of those. I was the why baby. I took a lot of effort to learn how to hear a different way of communication. And when it's like learning a different language, but when I did that, that opened me up to have the capacity to understand someone else's viewpoint. And so I do see that as being very important, whether you're a logical or an emotional thinker.
Oh, absolutely. Because in your case, Jen, with your education, what you've done is you've supported that emotional decision-making by gaining the information that you have to connect the dots emotionally and logically to be very effective. I'm a logical decision maker. I'm a research scientist. I read auras. Well, I can't read auras if I'm in that logical mode because my brain's over there going, really?
That's right.
Really?
And so I've been a little bit of both, but I honestly have done both. And it's exactly the same thing I'm saying. And you know what? It has helped me tremendously because I had all kinds of illness popping up on my body before. And now And I continue to do that, and I continue to reverse so many things, and I just don't have any of that stuff anymore. And so it's hard not for me to believe in it, because I see it happening in my own body. I've seen it in my clients as well. I've even seen people with their cancers really shift that with the way they're thinking and go into the root cause of an emotion they trapped. Well, now, when we come back, we want to talk about your book a little bit. We want to talk about how we can get a hold of Carol out there in the World Wide Web, and how, if you had anything you wanted to reach out for her on. When we come back, we are going to continue on. We're going to find out what good health is and, you know, what the psycho-spiritual process would be about with Carol Reitberger, medical intuitive, here on the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
And you are listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and my guest today has been medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and we've been talking about how healing happens, which is one of her books. And Carol, I mean, I think I could have a show that was 3 or 4 hours long and we still wouldn't cover everything. But what about that psycho-spiritual process? And where can people, if they're interested in learning more about you, where can they find you on the web, or what is your contact information?
Thank you for asking me. They can go to Rick. It's actually Reitberger. Thank you for pronouncing it right. Reitberger, but you can go to www. RITBERGER.com. It'll give you a lot of information. I've got a lot of downloads that are available. I've got a new event that's going to be happening on webinars in October on animal companions. And like you do is bring on people who are very skilled in their area. So I've got a lot going on, a lot of information, a lot of free information that's on my website. So that's www.ritberger, RITBERGER.com. And that's the easiest way.
Okay, so everything's on the site. Yeah, yeah, it's pronounced Ritberger, but it is RITBERGER.
Yeah,
got it.
Thank you for that.
I know. Well, you know, well, they helped us. They told us. And, you know, we were talking before we went to break about how, you know, how this works with a medical intuitive. And obviously, I do quite a bit of that in my own practice, and we were talking about that on the break. And I did. I was telling Carol before we had to come back on the air. All of a sudden, I was finding myself with where I was working with neuromuscular patients, and I used to do stress and pain management, and I found myself mapping the body physically with what they came in to my office with, and I was finding the emotions or other things happening. And when in one particular area, Carol, when I was releasing myofascia or the fascia layer, mm-hmm. people would just spontaneously tell me things that were happening with them or emotions that were released from years ago. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
Absolutely, because we hold emotions in our muscles. We hold thoughts in our bones. So when we have emotions that aren't released, then what they do is they become suppressed. And they do. They show up in the muscle, and they show up in the fascia. Mm-hmm. And when our emotions are hard, meaning they're turned against us, the fascia gets hard. Now we lose our mobility and flexibility in our muscles, and we feel stuck. The metaphor of that in my world is that if you feel stuck, are you stuck in a negative emotional pattern? Or are there thought patterns creating emotional patterns that are showing up in your muscles? So when you were doing the work and you were doing this release work, my gosh, you were down, Jen, in the very, very hard, emotional heart of where a person is, whether it's in their thighs or their back or their shoulders. That's mm-hmm. where we hold all emotions.
And, you know, for people that is their industry or they work in that field, they are, you know, probably don't even realize that's what's happening. And for me, being empathic and processing energy, I had to learn very, very quickly how to not take it on if once it was releasing off them, because energy was moving from one place to another. It was coming off of them. I mean, we had some crazy stuff happen. We had water fountains that would explode. We had all kinds of different things electronically. I would work on clients instead of the computer, and I've blown 5 motherboards, and it was that energy coming off me. I know. I mean, my husband said, you're really expensive when it comes to computers. So, yeah, it was just an unbelievable experience. But what would you say is the psycho-spiritual process, or how would you say, you know, what would you do with that? I mean, I don't know how to ask what I'm asking. There's so many things I'm going to ask you.
You're doing great. The thing is that we really, first of all, need to recognize there's a difference between healing and curing. Curing has a place. That's where we need something fixed. We go to someone and we say to them, please fix me, meaning put us back to where we were before all of this happened. And again, a lot of value, allopathic medicine uses that approach. That's what they're trained for. They're exquisite at it. Even if we don't like medications, they help us with it. But healing means let's go below the physical body. Let's look at all components mm-hmm. of what's caused this imbalance or this illness to happen. And we have to look at it psycho, meaning the psychological aspects of our mind, conditioning, repetitive patterns, the ruminating of thoughts, that psycho part. And then spiritual is really talking about, let's look at the energetics. you know this, Jen, and I'm sure you share it with your audience listening to you, the time I've spent with you is we are energy first and matter second. And if we can recognize where we are energetically congested or we feel blocked, all it takes is something as simple as shifting the perception, changing the thought, or even rubbing the physical part of that body in that area, we actually bring the body back into that spiritual, that energetic part of us to where now we're getting in balance. That changes our thoughts, changes the chemical reaction in the body, and then ultimately the body does what it does best. And this is part of this psycho-spiritual approach is, please remember, your body is the most exquisite healing machine ever created. It is always in a state of healing. When we're not aware of that healing means that our thoughts are somewhere and distracting us from the fact we are healing machines. So psycho-spiritual says, let's go back and heal where the real impetus or the crisis or the core of it is. And it's all in the human mind. It's in that human psyche that becomes very kind of convoluted and distorted based on what we're taught to think versus what we truly make decisions and think the way that we need to. So that's what psycho-spiritual healing is. And good health is the result of feeling like you're actually being engaged in the process. You have some semblance of control. You can control your mind. If it gets into a pattern where it's not any good, stick your fingers in your ears and go la 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 la. That seriously changes. The brain's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And it distracts it, from whatever it is. So
it does. That's like the one hand clapping. What does that sound like? Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah, I have.
It makes you stop, go, what?
Exactly.
But
exactly.
It does that. It does
and
that.
And the brain's
love
like
that. Carol,
yeah, the brain comes in, doesn't
compute, having
huh?
you on the show. And hint, hint, hint to everybody on my team, we'd love to have Carol back when her next book comes out that she was sharing with me. So we definitely want to have you back because you are just such a great experience to have here on the show. We're about to run out of time. So for those that want to check out Carol Reitberger, it's www.reitberger.com. And for those new to my show and you want to learn a little bit more about how I'm out there helping this world be a better place, my website is jenreister.com. That's JenNRoyster.com. I want to say thank you all for being a listener of the show. I wish you all good health, happiness, and positive for the future. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts.
Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to TheDrPatShow.com or like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow to get updates about everything we're doing.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.